Welcome to episode 421 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning. And as always, we have producer Gerald here as well.
Good morning.
What's up, party? Three of us, all of us in the house.
It's the three-peat.
Menage?
Nope.
That's different. Just the single word menage will always remind me of Fast and the Furious.
I know, Ja Rule.
Yeah, always. That's the new menage for me. Not with Ja Rule, but I'll think about Ja Rule, you know?
Why wouldn't you think of Ja Rule?
You mean I should just be thinking about him anyways?
Yeah.
Just in general?
Yeah, why not?
What's he? I saw him on TMZ the other day talking about something.
He was complaining about Robin Hood. Frauding people out.
Robin Hood.
Yeah. He was talking about them, you know, being frauds and kind of a pot kettle situation.
He's had to keep a low profile since the Fire Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
He's had.
Which, if you're not familiar with the Fire Festival, go back and we've done like six podcasts in a row on it.
I don't regret it. I don't regret that at all. If we had to circle back to that time and place, I might do seven episodes on it.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good.
What was the dude's name? Billy McFarland?
Billy McFarland.
Man, what a good topic that was.
What? Yeah, it was a great topic.
What a weird time we live in. Look, the picture of him right there with Billy.
Oh, yeah. Where they were, yeah.
Is Billy still in jail? Can we get a quick update on that, Gerald?
Yeah, check and see if Billy's still in jail. I would assume he is.
Yeah, I understand that he's still in jail, but
I think he got 7 to 10 years. Ooh, whatever, look at that. Billy McFarland. And then in parentheses, it says fraudster.
They say that like it's a title at work.
Right, right. Like shop manager or foreman.
Yeah, American Fraudster. It's a movie I'm working on. Does it say if he's in prison still?
That's what it looks like.
I thought it said he had a podcast and everything.
He got 6 years in prison.
Yeah.
There's no way he's out then.
I wouldn't think so, because he just went, 2 years ago?
No, maybe it says in April 2020 during his... I can't read this because it just... Hey, I'll let you guys in a little making the sausage moment. My computer's screwed up, and so I'm using my phone. So if you can imagine a picture of Gerald, a picture of Dan, and then a picture of Gerald's screen 3 feet away from me on a cell phone.
That's true. Okay, here's McFarland is currently incarcerated at FCI Elkton in Lisbon, Ohio. In April 2020, during the 19 pandemic, he requested compassionate release from prison to avoid contracting the virus. His request was denied the same month. In July 2020, it was reported that McFarland tested positive for COVID-19 at the facility. So he's still there.
Is he good? He bounced back from COVID? We all know.
I guess. He's not dead. That doesn't have a death date on there.
Okay. You think we could get him on the show after he got out?
I would love to, but no.
He'll write a book, right?
I'm sure he'll write a book. Or he'll have his own podcast. He won't come on ours.
Yeah, you got to call it like Fraudster, like
American Fraudster.
Or,
you called it, dude.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, you need to buy that website up right now, and then you can sell it to him when he gets out for what, $26 million? Isn't that how much Firefest was?
Yeah, I'm sure. He's like, you take a check? I'm like, no, Billy, I can't. I'm not going to take a check from
cash
you.
Cash only, bro.
Yeah. I won't even take a traveler's check from you, sir.
No, I'm not taking a fucking money order from you.
Yeah. It's cool if I wire it to you. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, man.
Do you think him and Ja Rule are still friends?
Oh.
It's got to be a hard no, right? You have to sever ties.
I got to think that Ja Rule said no, because he's trying to start his own festival, I think, on the real.
Now here if I was a business manager, that's where I would advise my client. That's a poor move.
What, start
you
your own festival that there be
never
a part
be a
of
part
a festival
of a festival? Yeah, never be a part of a festival again unless you're just invited. No, you know what? Actually, never again. Not even play one.
Yeah, just don't.
American Froster is free. It's available for a dollar.
Gerald, you can't say that on here. Now the world knows.
Son of a...
How much is it for the .com?
A dollar for the first year.
American Froster. It's a good name.
It is a good name.
But then if he comes out and doesn't want to do a podcast, then I just own American Froster.
Then you're stuck with American Froster.
For a year, I just have American Froster.
I feel like I don't understand how someone hasn't titled a movie that at some point.
You could just be me and have a bunch of domains.
Is that what you do? You just buy up domains and hope people want to buy them from you?
I don't buy them up thinking that, but if I like one, I buy it, and then I just keep everything on auto-renewal.
Hmm.
I only have one that anybody would ever want to buy, so.
Don't tell us what it is.
I could tell you because it's for sale.
Oh, because you own it. Yeah, what is
it? Yeah, foreverplaystation.com.
Mm.
I own that. You know what? It's also FPS, you know, for short, which is good too.
Right.
It's got a lot of promising upside. I've done been owning that for a while.
Nobody's chased it down yet, huh?
No, but that was a podcast at one point that we were kicking around. So I bought that then.
Oh, wait, but that's way back in before this one?
No, but early on.
So you're talking
about... Does it say that... What does that say? I can't even see that screen. Is it for, what does it say?
It's taken.
But they think they can get it for $120?
Yeah.
They probably ain't wrong.
Well, it's a broker fee.
Oh, then we got to negotiate. Who's that dude up top? Is that the guy that's going to negotiate it?
That's some kind of neckbeard dude.
Yeah.
I thought it was me from across the room.
Too much hair.
Damn.
That's me.
It's cut me deep.
Doesn't make me wrong.
Right. What I lack for head hair, I make up for chest and back hair, though.
Yeah, we've talked about it. You do, yeah. We talked about it just a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, my back hair is over.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'm going for it.
I can't see you now.
That's good.
I can't see you anymore.
What am I, John Cena?
No, I'm telling you, this phone's like, it's trying to make thirds out of your screen, his screen, and then the actual screen he's sharing.
It's getting there.
It's just zoomed into nothing. Hold on, I'm going to compromise the whole show.
Okay. That's what we go for.
Maybe if I turn my phone sideways. There, I can see you like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's getting there.
Yeah, but you'll disappoint and shave it off, though.
I don't think I will. Not this time.
I'm clean cut. You see this? For me, that's clean cut.
Well, so am I.
Yeah, but for me.
You see my lines? You can see the lines right here? Shave line.
It's not rare that you're clean cut. It's rare that I'm clean cut.
Shave line. See? On my neck there.
Yeah, my back hair is overcompensating for my head hair. And I wish it would quit.
It's not going to. It's going to get worse. The older you get, the worse it gets.
There's a chance.
It's not.
At some point, I don't have to wear a shirt anymore, and I could go in public. It will have made a sweater.
How is... Oh. Yeah. That's
with
gross.
Don't
show us the pictures again. We just saw the pictures, Gerald.
Body hair sweater.
Need to see it again.
I need to see what body hair sweater pulls up.
Oh, my God.
Look, there's a chance that with the proper combing technique, I could fool a group of people out in public if it continues at its current rate.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying.
This is literally sweaters where it looks like people have back hair. Ooh, except for that guy. God damn it.
Are you upset with that? That guy looks good.
Holy
what? That'll be me right there. Yeah, look at that. Hey, hold on. We need to pause on this photo. First off, the body hair is extreme, but also it looks like he got a glamour shot at Olin Mills to show it off. Like he went somewhere to get that headshot.
Wow.
What about that guy? He's kind of built.
Yeah, there's still something that ain't right.
I'm that hairy.
I mean, I'm okay. You know, I get body hair. Body hair, I'm okay with. It's when it's like way over.
Now, that guy's is too patchy. I don't like the patchy look.
I mean, I have body hair too.
Gerald, are you hairless?
No, I have some hair.
But can you see it?
Yeah.
I've just always assumed Gerald was totally smooth, like a newborn.
No, because
you can't really see your arm hair.
He's got like a little bit on his chest, and that's that V right in the chest. Maybe the little happy trail.
I'm a little bit like this guy. He's
oh really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't guess that.
See, that looks. See, I'm okay with that body.
He's a little more hairier in the stomach area than I am, but my chest is about equal.
I know people can't see, but Gerald picked the shreddedest dude he could find to show what his body hair looks like.
Me.
Yeah. He found a super ripped guy.
There we go, right there.
Yeah. That guy is smooth, isn't he? Does he have hair?
Yeah, he's on his chest.
It's hard to tell because he's fully erect for some reason.
So he decided to give us underwear shots of dudes.
Yeah.
Thanks,
it's hard to see the chest hair from the fact that he's...
Look, we weren't having enough issues with this podcast.
Yeah. This is the duct tape and super glue edition right here.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Nobody breathe hard.
Yeah,
but you know, that's what we do.
I have a lot of hair. I have a lot of hair on my chest, too. But I have... It's a combination of, like, grays. It's got a lot of gray in it.
Oh, you're like a silver fox on the chest hair, too, huh?
Everywhere.
Huh.
I don't have, you know, heavy back hair or arm hair or anything like that. But it's pretty heavy up front and needs to be maintained.
Yeah, manscape.
Yeah.
Do you have arm hair, like visible arm hair?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yes. Me too. Huh.
I do.
That's that old dude that people like. I think we've spent half an episode on him.
Yeah, I'm
before.
Not gonna lie, I like that dude.
I think we spent half an episode. I can't check it because if I do, the podcast will probably shut down.
Right.
I'll have to catch that on the way out.
Dan can see it then.
Yeah.
I can see what?
Did you send him a shirtless picture?
Yeah.
Damn, I can't
you
even
send
look
me a
at
picture
it right.
of you shirtless?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's a before
Lord.
And after.
I just knew it was when he said because he didn't share it on here.
Why do
it
I
was
feel
something.
Like this is weird?
It's gonna.
No, it's my before and after when I, my fat Gerald to skinny Gerald.
Okay. You hardly have any hair, dude.
Yeah, so rate something. His body hair 1 to 10 because I can't see.
His body hair, okay, 10 being
10 being me.
Yeah, I was gonna say 10 being you,
and 1 being a newborn.
Yeah, he's like a 2.
Gerald. I knew it.
I would go with a 2.
Oh yeah, that's hard to see. Man, you were you had that pregnant belly more than I realized.
Whoa, are you having a seizure yet?
I've been having a seizure. Do you like that before and after? Does it make you feel good?
Yeah.
I didn't take a before and after.
You did?
I did not.
You did not?
Mm-mm. Probably should have.
See, I got to figure something out. See, because I think with my age, what's happening now is I think, like, if I were to just, like, because I eat pretty good. If I were to start eating healthy, I don't think it would do anything. I think to the point now where, like, the muscles start breaking down or whatever, you know? As you age, your muscles start being like, okay, now we're old too. And so I feel like, heavy amounts of working out would be in order for me to, like, have my body look the way I want it to. So
is that a no-go?
I'm kind of at that crossroads where I really... Yeah, it's more or less a no-go, honestly. But
here's the only request I want to make. Is
every now and then I, like, maybe I should, and then I think about running, and I'm like, oh.
Here's the only request I have is if you decide to go that route, that you don't tell us about it all the time. Because people that work out...
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
...a lot get really excited about everybody knowing they work out a lot. And I don't mean that in, like, a bad way. It's great that you're taking care of yourself. But I'm talking about, like, the CrossFit people.
Well, here's the thing is...
The extreme people.
But here's how I look at it, okay? I haven't felt the need to work out in 45 years when I've thought about it.
Yeah.
So I feel like now is probably not going to be different. I feel like that's like a certain, it would be a severe lifestyle / habit change.
But that could happen though.
No, not to me though.
I mean, you're heading towards a severe lifestyle change as it is.
Yeah, right. So I don't need another one.
You could flip everything.
I don't need another one.
And as Cobra Kai says, it's time to flip the script.
Cobra Kai, that's a good show.
You get a mohawk, you get a back tattoo of a hawk. You just go all in. Spoiler alert.
No. I know, you just ruined Cobra Kai for who knows how many people.
Oh, well. Shit gets ruined for me all the time. There's also a pandemic out there if you want to talk about how bad shit is. So.
Did you watch all three seasons?
Yeah.
Shit's good. You want to
ruin something else?
Shit's good, isn't it?
Yeah. You want to ruin something else? I'm down. Another show you want to ruin? You got anything you want to ruin? I'm good. Now we can ruin more of that.
That's the mood I'm in today. There's a pretty big twist on WandaVision this week.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but you can ruin it.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
Do you watch it, Gerald?
Yeah, I watch it.
What'd you think of that twist?
Interesting. I want to see where they go with it.
What was the twist?
You really
want to do it. It'll feel good. Just do it.
All right, everybody. This is going to be a spoiler alert.
No, don't tell them up front. Just hit them with
it. Telling them up front. It's going to be a spoiler alert. I'll go ahead and tell Ryan. If you're listening, you might want to pause it for about a minute.
All right, now let's wait a minute, and then you say it right when they come back.
Okay, are you from... Okay, here goes. Ryan, did you watch the Avengers,
Age of Ultron.
Yes, but I wouldn't call myself familiar. I slept.
Google's telling me about Avengers, by the way.
She done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, you know that her brother died.
Okay.
Well, and did you watch the newer X-Men movies?
I've seen everything, I think.
Okay, where they introduced, like, it's basically the same character, Magneto's son.
Okay, maybe I didn't see that then.
Where he's a speedster as well, Quicksilver. Because
that doesn't seem familiar.
Well, they cast him, the Quicksilver from the X-Men movies, as her brother in WandaVision.
Huh.
So the thought process behind it that a lot of people are going with is that, see, there's the two Quicksilvers. They cast the guy on the right, who was in X-Men, as her brother, who was... She's creating this alternate reality. So she brought her brother back. She brought him basically what they're calling a recast. They recast him, so to speak. But they're thinking it's a way for them to bring mutants into the Marvel Universe now that they own them.
Interesting. Hope that ruined that for somebody.
I hope it didn't.
Happy Sunday.
Pretty big cameo. They also mentioned an aerospace engineer. So I'm pretty sure they're going to try to bring the Fantastic Four in as well, because I think that would be Reed Richards.
So but now you're speculating. I want just stuff that ruins things for people.
WandaVision's right now doing some cool stuff.
Gerald, would you like to ruin something before we move on? Now's your time.
No, I'm good.
Any show. Except Walking Dead, because I'm catching up from that.
No, I'm good.
I mean, anything.
I don't really watch anything current besides WandaVision.
Ruin something old.
Do you like WandaVision, Gerald?
Yeah.
I do, too. I think it's... I really like what Marvel and Star Wars, I guess Disney, is doing with their TV shows as compared to their movie properties, because they're really trying different things with them. It's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, The Mandalorian and the Star Wars universe, WandaVision and the MCU. I'm looking forward to the... It makes me look more forward to the new TV shows that are going to be coming on that channel than I normally would have been, which was still pretty excited. So,
show's brought to you by Disney Plus.
Oh, I wish. I wouldn't be going into work tomorrow.
It's not really. Sure. Well, yeah, I don't think they pay that kind of money for one show, but maybe.
I think they should.
Yeah, like you might not go into work tomorrow, but like I think Tuesday you'd have to. You'd have to go back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you could hit it big in the cryptocurrency.
I could. That Dogecoin is up.
Yeah. You could get in there.
What's Elon's, it up to now? How's it been doing this weekend?
So, we talked about this. I'm unsure how to read this. There's too many decibels. Mm. Too many places after the decibel.
It's true.
I can't look it up now. It was...
Okay.
0.064, I think, this morning. I don't know if that's 6 cents or 64 cents. For some clarity, $60 would have bought me $900 and something worth of coin when checking.
Oh, shit. Well, that's got to be point. Okay, so it's 0.061.
So it's almost 6 cents.
Yes.
Or it's right above 6 cents, I should say.
Yes.
The M. Night movie.
The what?
M. Night. 6 cents. You get it?
Yeah, I get it. It's okay. A horrible joke, but I get
0.
It.
I think it hits. You want to know what happens at the end of that movie? 0.06.
Is where that one at. You can spoil because it's fucking 22 years old.
Too soon. That's the one I'll hold back on.
I did buy a new stock this week.
Before you talk about that, Elon still won't stop talking about this.
What, Dogecoin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He keeps up.
It's got problems, though, which he just pointed out, which is the wrong way to drive it up.
Right.
It has no limit, so there's no finite amount of it.
I believe Dogecoin, it was...
It's been around forever. Not forever, but a long time.
But it was also like created as like a big joke.
Probably.
No, not probably. It was. I looked into it.
I mean, that's the internet. So you going to buy him?
No. It tells you right there.
It could be the next GameStop.
It's... Well, yeah, where's that at now?
I don't know. Can we get an update on GameStop? The bubble has bust on that also. People.
Yes, yes.
Again, we don't give out financial advice. Just we like to have fun.
Yes.
$63. So it rebounded a little bit. I think it hit 50s, didn't it?
Yeah, it hit the 50s at one point.
Gerald, are you in on GameStop at 50?
No.
Are you in with the coin, the any crypto?
No.
Yeah, I'd need to have a better understanding of crypto before I got into it.
Just spend about 16 hours watching stuff about blockchain.
I'd rather not.
Then you'll have a good understanding of...
I will, but I'm not... I probably won't.
Yeah, you have a good framework to still be confused.
Right.
Yeah. Crypto's weird. I'm scared of it. I stay away from it.
It's just I don't understand what it's... based on
demand.
Yeah, I know that, but
that's all it's based on.
It's
just
right,
demand.
Which sucks, which is so weird to me because everything else like has like some sort of basis behind it, you mm-hmm. know, whether it's gold or silver or U.S. mint or
yeah, not only
is guarantee it, or anything. Dogecoin has people want it. That's
well, that one's even more sketchy because there's just an unlimited amount of it.
Right.
So the reason it won't be the next Bitcoin is because there's just an unlimited amount of it.
There's
the price
top.
Should never have to drive up because you could just get more.
Right.
Whereas Bitcoin, there's only so much Bitcoin that exists.
But there shouldn't be because it's not even, it's just a digital currency. It's literally
that's
air.
That's how you drive up the price, though, is there's not enough for everybody.
And this is part of, see, these two concepts that you just laid out to me is that there's no end to it, and there is an end to it. On a digital currency that's made up out of air is why I'm so confused.
Yeah, because those are two different, you can, one of them has a limit, one of them doesn't. Also, they're not a thing. Can't physically hold a Bitcoin.
Right.
And if tomorrow everyone decided it was worth a dollar, it would be.
Right.
Instead of $40,000 or whatever it's at.
Last I checked, it was 39, I think.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
It's just, I don't get it. I need to, if any of you can help me.
38,000. Do not write into the show. Write in specifically to Dan. I don't want to see him.
Explain to me Bitcoin. Or
explain to him crypto.
Cryptocurrency,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah. You can send that at Shirtless Dan on
that
Twitter. Send him a link.
That won't get you anywhere. Send me a link on Twitter. Contact me on Twitter at Shirtless Dan.
Yeah.
And let me know.
Yeah. Hit him with a link. Explain all of cryptocurrency in 180 characters.
Actually, I think you get 240 now.
I did 240 characters. It's been a while since I've been on Twitter. You okay over there? Is it a growl or a burp?
It was a burp.
Okay. I didn't know.
Did it sound like a growl? Because that's cooler.
It was somewhere in between. I got both vibes.
All right. It was a growl then.
Okay. Speaking of growl, you want to talk about what you've been playing?
Oh, I look at you there, only because you know what I've been playing.
That was a good segue, though, and it's rare that happens.
Yeah, it was a good one. Yeah, I picked up, let's see, on Thursday I picked up Werewolf Apocalypse Earthblood. Because I'm a werewolf fan. I'm a huge werewolf fan. I like werewolves.
Is it Werewolf Apocalypse colon?
I can't even tell you, honestly.
Okay.
You probably have to look that up.
It's like three names.
I think it's like Werewolf, the Apocalypse. I think it's Werewolf, colon, okay. The Apocalypse, / Earthblood.
No, I think it's the other way. Werewolf, the Apocalypse, colon.
Earthblood, whatever
Earthblood.
It is. Okay.
Is Earthblood even the full name? Look, I had something after that, too.
Werewolf, the Apocalypse, Earthblood.
Huh. So you're early on in the game.
I'm early on in the game. I played through like the first two missions. You know how I'm a B movie fan. And I'm a B game fan. So that's the enjoyment I get out of this game is that it's not a good game. If you like good games, don't get it. If you like werewolves, get it, because I don't think you have any other chance really to... This is the closest you're going to probably get to a Manimal game that we talked about way, way back. Because you can turn into like a wolf on the fly, and then you build up your rage meter, and you turn into this big hulking underworld-style werewolf. And that's when you get to really, you know, beat fuckers down. And that's... It's nice. It's fun to tear people apart. Out of context, that's probably odd, but...
My favorite thing is you were playing it and you jumped in our chat and I said, how is it? And you just said, well, it's not good. In a real calm voice. Like, just to go ahead and get that out of the way.
No, like, but it's my kind of game, okay? It's got the same vibe about it. There's a lot of stealth in it, so you will hate it. But,
trust me, I already hated it before I knew that.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Don't believe these cutscenes, by the way. This cutscene makes it look a lot better than it is. They make it look better than it is.
Can we get some gameplay while he talks, Gerald? Because yeah. that did look good. And I know it's not.
For me, it has a very, as far as, I'm trying to explain. It feels aesthetically pleasing to me in the same way that Terminator Resistance did, which that game, again, was not good. But I had a lot of fun with it, and I platinumed it. So,
is that like his eagle vision? Like, what's happening right here?
Yeah.
Detective mode?
That's like set.
See, oh, shit. The transition to the wolf was rough. Is that a deer stuck through a tree?
No, I think that's... I don't know what that is. I haven't got that far yet.
Gerald, spoilers. You're going to ruin the game for Dan. This doesn't look great.
But yeah, it's not great.
Is it fun?
I'm having a good time with it.
Okay.
I'm playing it on super easy, so...
Ooh, shit. You know what the best vampire or best werewolf game is Order, 1886.
Yes, Order is good.
That's a good werewolf game.
That is a very good game. But there have been no werewolf games since then.
Not of note, no. I'm sure there's been some.
I don't think there's
some.
Even been any. Clearly, there was. Yeah. There's a like Guru, Mark of the Wolves, which is like a fighting game.
Surely there's been some indie stuff too.
There's that storytelling VR game. Yeah, I think that's about it. But no, I want my underworld vibe. I want my underworld werewolf vibe. You know, I want a little Michael Corvin action going on. So, thought I'd pick this up and I get a little bit of that.
Maybe, Werewolf, the Apocalypse redo will get you where you need to be at when they come out with that.
Maybe it's a stepping stone. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. It was just not great.
Yeah, we played a little bit of Rocket League together.
Oof, never doing that again.
And then I've been playing PlayStation Plus games hit, and Destruction All-Stars is on there for PlayStation 5, and I've been playing some of Destruction All-Stars.
And?
It's interesting. I think strange and weird are the words I keep using.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like they spent a lot of time building this. So it's like arena combat with vehicles, but it's like they spent a lot of time kind of pushing or driving home, if you want a good pun, the like on foot combat as well as the car combat. But the on foot combat doesn't work really. Like, not when everybody else is in a car, you know?
Well, all I picked up out of it, out of you and friend of the show, Marshall 205, playing it the other night, was that you guys could never get into a car and you guys just ran around.
No, that's him. Oh. He has the hardest time getting in a car for some reason.
Hmm.
So, and it's not, if you're thinking like Twisted Metal, it's also not that. So it is all about ramming cars. And hitting cars, so you can do like a side swipe and like a front boost or back boost. So the idea being that you're trying to juke people in cars, basically, and everyone else is trying to hit your car. That's how points are scored. Out of the car, you have like a, you can kick and there's different things you can do to the cars. But really, all you can do is try to find another car or get run over.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, well, it probably is, but the idea, though...
No, that was sarcasm.
Oh, well, it probably is neat if they don't focus, like, if it's more of, like, a panic to get to another car, but mm-hmm. It's like they want to make you feel like you can hold your own out of the car, and you can't. There are no weapons or anything like that.
So you just get run over by a car?
Yeah, and then get killed and respawn and have to go get a car still. But in the car, it's fine. Also, I feel like the driving is very slow, and the on foot seems very fast. And so, okay, look, so they're dropping in here, right? They got to run to a car and get in a car. Now, this gentleman did not get in the car. So now he's trying to steal it from his own teammate. Now he's flung off. And see, so he's panicked to get to a car because if he can't get in that car before someone drives over there, he's just going to have to jump endlessly or get run over.
Okay.
Now that he's in a car, see, that's the combat right there. They hit each other. Whoever is the aggressor does the most damage, and eventually you can blow the cars up. What you're trying to do, you want to blow them up before they bank their points in the Carnado mode that we play. See, he got killed right there and had to get in a new car. And there's hero cars that you get, sort of like a perk for doing so well. You've got 2 meters on the bottom. One is your perk and the other is your hero car perk. But yeah, it's neat. I don't want to act like it's a bad game. I have fun in playing it, and I've been playing it every night since it hit PlayStation Plus. But it's just weird. I think if they focused on it's about vehicle combat and you are screwed when you're not in a car, I almost think that would sit better with me. Instead of pretending like you can do really anything outside of the car. Now, I've seen people, I'm sure people are going to be like, oh, I've killed people out of the car. I'm sure you can. But it's impossible. You can also jump on. So he's on the back of that car. He was trying to steal it. You can either disable the car or you can steal it when you jump on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps track of that. So we've probably played 30 matches of this. And yeah. I think I've probably seen 4 ever on the stat sheets of someone actually being able to get a car from somebody else. Because they can shake you off. They just drive up a wall and it slings you off.
Gotcha.
So it's just a weird vibe. I feel like their mission is almost getting in the way of what they've built, like wanting to be a in-vehicle and out-of-vehicle combat experience.
I have zero interest in this game.
Yeah, it was free, so, I mean, I wouldn't have bought it.
Gotcha. Speaking of zero interest, games.
Are we financing something?
No, they announced the Mass Effect Legendary Edition that you guys don't care about.
That's true. I mean, I care about it for you, but I don't care.
But I
about
do. It. I'm excited for it. It looks really good. It's going to have all 3 games, all DLC, no multiplayer. It is not going to have the Pinnacle Station DLC from Mass Effect 1 simply because the code was corrupted. And there was no way to pull it. So
they have a Super Collector's Edition.
Oh, man. I went with a negative on it. I went with a
no. Really?
I did.
You're going to regret that.
I just couldn't. I just purged. I don't have room for it anymore.
But look at it.
I see it. You can wear the helmet, too.
Oh, my God. I wear it while I play it.
Which I will never do, but...
I would wear it while I played it.
I know you would. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would, 100%. And I would stream it, because what a good stream.
Somebody will.
It could have been you.
It's not, though, because... I could still get it, but I probably will not. It's $150, and it doesn't come with the game.
Think about it. That's all I'm saying. Just think about it.
I have thought about it. I had a fucking reminder in my calendar on Friday.
It's not too late, I think, is what I took out of this.
It's not too late, but you can't get the break in shipping anymore. So, but I'm super excited for this. It comes out in May. Remastered in 4K Ultra. They've made some pretty significant changes. So I will definitely be picking this up.
It looks good.
I know you guys won't, but that'll be, 300 or so hours that I'll be invested in.
Now, where are you going to play this at?
PS4.
Okay. Gerald, did you play anything different or interesting this week? I saw you streaming last night. Was it last night?
Yeah. Yes. Last night. Last Sunday and after we got the podcast and then last night.
Playing Hollow Knight. It was your third stream, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. How did it go? I only watched a little bit of it. I dropped in, said hello, and then left.
I finally beat that boss that I've been trying to beat. It took about an hour to finally beat him. Or her.
Oh, man.
Or it, whatever it is.
I was watching you play. It was giving me anxiety. Because I know that... Like, when you die, it's over.
But you start right back over at your last save spot and have to go back and do what you got to do.
Yeah, so you were at a point where you were going, like, under this... It was, like, a small open, and there was a big dude on the other side that kept slamming it down, and you had to, like, sprint away from him after you hit him once, and it was really making me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looked like you were almost getting hit every time. So, what do you think about that game?
Enough said.
Now the good part's coming. Hold on. You don't like it?
No.
It doesn't make you want to know what's next?
There's nothing next.
I mean, you can keep going.
Yeah, there's like 20 different levels you have to go through, but there's like no story to it.
Yeah, but don't you? You're not a story guy. You just want to blow shit up.
No, I like stories.
So are you done? Is that it?
No, I'm not giving up on it.
Now what about Bloodborne? Are we there yet?
No, I'm not having. I want to get this one somewhat a good amount of time in there.
Can we play one game I fucking hate at a time? I get it, Gerald.
Then your negativity is not going to inspire him to continue his path forward. You didn't even pick a game for him. So technically, this could be your game.
No, because I didn't pick a game for him. I would have picked something he might enjoy.
He would pick something he might enjoy. I don't think that was the spirit behind this.
I would have picked, like, The Surge or something.
For those that don't know, Gerald asked us to select a game for PlayStation Plus, and he would give it a good faith effort. And so I selected two games, Bloodborne and Hollow Knight.
So I got about maybe, 10 hours in, I think, total so far.
Are you going to try to, like, beat the game?
That was my initial thought, but I don't know if I have enough time. I mean, that's probably 300, 400, 500 hours I'll spend on that game trying to beat it.
I mean, you have nothing but time as far as I know.
No, I got other games I want to play.
You got that much time in Fallout.
Yeah. He's got other stuff he wants to play, like Bloodborne. Bloodborne's got a story, I think.
It does have a story, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this game has got a story, but I'm not interested in the story at all.
Well, I tried. You just want
someone else to play a game for you.
Yeah,
because I'm really interested in Hollow Knight, but I don't want to be frustrated.
It's definitely your kind of game.
Yeah, I like
it. You'll get frustrated, though.
Yeah, I am. Watching you play got me that way. So I only know how bad it would be when I played.
So he knows he's never going to play it.
Probably not. I don't want to be frustrated. My games are about having fun. I also play everything on baby mode now as an adult.
So do I.
So.
So do either of you guys play, if you have it, Luna or Stadia?
What?
Did either of you guys play Luna or Stadia this week?
Oh, I played both. The same game on both. I started Phoenix Immortal Rising.
Okay.
I'm really early. I'm really early, and I do have it on baby mode also. I think maybe 9 million people telling me it was just Breath of the Wild. Maybe immediately disappointed when I got in the game. Because it may be Breath of the Wild-ish, but it doesn't look like Breath of the Wild.
No, it looks like Ancient Greece.
And it doesn't play like Breath of the Wild as far as like the way like he's more floaty and or she, whichever character you're playing as.
Well, eventually you get to fly and stuff too, so.
Yeah, so it just feels, I almost think that comparison isn't fair to either game, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. I think it's doing enough of its own things that just because it has a climb meter, it's not Zelda.
Right.
It's not Breath of the Wild, so I almost think it's not fair to either game. Now, that you could tell that it heavily inspired by, maybe is a fair way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, see, when I watch this, it looks way more like it than when I played it. It doesn't feel like it. First off, the camera is very pulled back, as you can see here.
Yep.
More than Zelda. It just, I don't know. It does feel like it's doing its own thing more than I think it's getting credit for. I liked it. I've been wanting to play it. I don't know that I'm going to go back to it, and I did not play very much of it. It's just that I don't know what I want right now. I'm actually...
That first hook didn't catch you?
Mm-mm. There's two things I'm thinking about. Both of them are... One of them's crazy, so I don't know if I'll do it, but I'm thinking of... Because I didn't get very far in God of War. Was it 2018?
Uh-huh.
Whenever that came out. The God of War. I didn't get very far. It's got the PS5 upgrade, so I'm debating about starting that.
Mm-hmm.
The other option is thinking about playing back through The Last of Us Part 2.
Really?
And going for some of the trophies that I didn't get.
Ah.
And seeing about a platinum situation, because I miss that world and I miss those people. And I think it's because I said at the beginning, but I quit watching Walking Dead in season 6, and now I've decided to go back to it.
Uh-huh.
So I've been watching it. So I think I've just got, I got like zombie
apocalypse
world. Yeah. And it makes me want to go play The Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah. I've been, I tried a bunch of different stuff this week. I opened up Rainbow Six Siege and got as far as picking a guy. And then I was like, I'm not going to get into this just yet. Maybe in a bit. I tried, what is it? Is it Breakpoint that's the newest Ghost Recon?
Wildlands Breakpoint, yeah.
No, Wildlands is the first one. Breakpoint's the second one.
Yeah. What's it called, though? That's not the full name.
Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
Is that the full name? Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. Don't ever leave Thomas Clancy out.
I've gotten as far as the hub, so I've only done a couple missions. Not sure about that game.
I think that was pretty much the thoughts from everyone when it came out.
Yeah. And I am playing through... I've actually started to play through... I play a little bit more Cyberpunk. I'm having a hard time getting back into that game. I don't know why. That really should have everything I want out of a game. But I'm having to force myself into it. But Far Cry 5, I started playing through, and that one's easy to go. That one's easy for me. So I don't know what. There's similar games, just different locales and aesthetics and stuff. So I don't know. Far Cry 5 is. I'm having a lot of fun with it playing through it again.
Yeah,
really. And I feel like there was something else. Marvel's Avengers. I played a little bit more of. I think that's about it.
You got to pick some. That's too many.
I know.
You got to make a choice.
That's part of the problem, is that I have too many choices.
I want to jump in and talk about our big story, because I don't know how much time we're going to spend on it. Now, do you want the press release, or do you just want the wrap-up idea?
Go with the press release, and then we'll wrap up the idea.
Okay, so Google Stadia announced in a statement that they would be shuttering Stadia Studios. And so they did that through a blog post, an official statement. I believe this is from Phil Harrison. This article, for whatever reason, doesn't say a specific name, so I don't know. So we launched Stadia with the goal of making your favorite games instantly available wherever you want to play them. With the recent successful launch of Cyberpunk 2077 on Stadia, gameplay of all types of devices, including iOS, growing our slate of YouTube integrations, and our global expansions, it's clear Stadia technology has been proven and it works at scale. Having games streamed in any screen is the future of the industry, and we'll continue to invest in Stadia and its underlying platform to provide the best cloud gaming experiences for our partners and gaming and the gaming community. This has been the vision of Stadia since the beginning. In 2021, we're expanding our efforts to help game developers and publishers take advantage of our platform technology and deliver games directly to their players. We see an important opportunity to work with partners seeking a gaming solution, all built on Stadia's advanced technical infrastructure and platform tools. We believe this is the best path to building Stadia into a long-term sustainable business that helps grow the industry. Create best-in-class games from the ground up takes many years and significant investment, and the cost is going up exponentially. Given our focus on building on the proven technology of Stadia, as well as deepening our business partnerships, we've decided that we will not further invest in bringing exclusive content from our internal development team, SG&E, beyond any near-term planned games. With the increased focus on using our technology platform for industry partners, Jade Raymond has decided to leave Google to pursue other opportunities. We greatly appreciate Jade's contribution to Stadia, and we wish her the best of luck in her future endeavors. Over the coming months, most of the SG&E team will be moving to new roles. We're committed to working with this talented team to find new roles and support them. What does this mean if you're a current or future Stadia gamer? You can continue playing all of your Stadia games on Stadia and Stadia Pro, and we'll continue to bring new titles from third parties to the platform. We're committed to the future of cloud gaming, and we'll continue to do our part to drive the industry forward. Our goal remains focused on creating the best possible platform for gamers and technology for our partners, bringing these experiences to life for people everywhere. So that was their official statement. So here's what's happening. They've got two studios. So they have a studio in, LA.
In Seattle, I think.
I don't think it's Seattle. Where's Montreal.
Okay.
And so they will be closing both of those. You know, Jade Raymond is a big name there. She was running the LA studios, I believe. Alex Hutchinson, I think, was running the Montreal studio. And LA had a lot of talent. You know, Shannon Studstill left Sony Santa Monica, where she was running Sony Santa Monica, to move over. You know, based on that, what they said there, the only name they announced that was leaving was Jade Raymond. I'm sure other people will exit as well.
Others would be leaving.
Yeah, if you want to make games for a living, you don't want to work for Google now, it appears.
Right.
Working on infrastructure isn't as fun as working on a game, I would assume. And Jade Raymond came from, was she EA Votive?
One of the EAs.
Yeah, so she left EA to come run the studio. Alex Hutchinson, which again, I think he was the head of the Montreal team. He did tweet, "Savage Planet Employee of the Month edition is out today on Stadia. What a crazy coincidence. What a time to be alive." Which I thought was kind of tongue-in-cheek and fun.
Yeah.
You know? Can't poke fun at it. I don't know what else you can do. According to Kotaku, around 150 developers are said to be impacted. According to the report, Google is trying to place all the affected developers in new positions within Google. So. I didn't even realize Phil Harrison was still around.
This sucks.
I don't think I realized he was running it. Now, you and I have talked about this a lot behind the scenes.
We have.
I think this is what you say
when you're getting ready to kill something off?
This is what you say when this is... Guys, if you like this, it needs to be now. Because if not, we're going to figure out how to use this for Google business purposes. Because this isn't working. You know, I'm sure they're looking at the numbers, the amount of people playing Stadia versus how much it's costing to make an exclusive. If everyone bought it who was playing, would we even make any money off of it? And I assume the answer was no, which doesn't make good business sense at that point.
Now, there is one way this could go. Google could partner with other third-party studios, EA Access and such, to kind of bring their systems in to run with Google for the streaming capacity, which is essentially what Luna is trying to do. Difference is Amazon does still have their own gaming division.
So it's weird. So Amazon having a tough-ass time making games too.
Yeah.
But the difference is I've read a bunch of places that they said this is like trying to make a game at Amazon with less resources.
Right.
Which, so it makes sense that this wasn't working, and they don't mean financial resources. I can't imagine.
No, I don't think so.
But for where this is scary, where this becomes a bigger story is, Google loves to give up on a project.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this is like, hey, let's get on board before we get off board.
Yeah, this is pre-give up.
Yeah.
Like, Giving up is coming, but they have to say this first.
I told you, and I think my first initial thought was Stadia is done at the end of this year.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple ways where I think that's not true. So exclusives are extremely important, I think, because I get what they're trying to say. It's the best place to stream, blah, blah, blah. There's nothing special about – there's no reason for me to stream there versus xCloud versus Luna versus anyone else.
Right.
If you take away the exclusive. So – they can still go after third-party exclusives, and I think they're going to have to.
Yeah, I think it's important to note, I don't think that Google was really going to put out some must-have title. I never thought that.
And I don't know that anything they're working on was even announced.
Right.
And I want to be clear in case we weren't. Stadia is not shutting down Google Studios. Like Google Stadia Studios is whatever it's called is shutting down.
Basically, the game development division is shutting down, not so, Stadia itself.
You know, I assume third-party relationships will end up being exclusives. I'm sure that they will do that. I know Supermassive, who you and I have a lot of love for, I think they have an exclusive deal with Stadia for a game.
Mm-hmm.
I assume all those will stay in place because it shouldn't affect third-party, except for if Stadia was helping development of those games, you know, that would obviously shift. But I think, I want to believe what they say and that, hey, we're just not going to make games because it's expensive and it's hard and we're just going to have the best platform. But what I feel like is this is the beginning of the end for Stadia.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do too. And it's really a shame for me because right now Stadia is my platform of choice to play games.
Yeah, you were the first thing I thought of when I read this story. I was like, oh, no. Because you sort of just made the decision that between Luna and Stadia, you preferred Stadia, and then so much so that you hadn't been on your PS4 in a long time. You just talked about that.
Yeah.
And then like a week later, they're like, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, fuck you, Dan.
Yeah.
Story of my life, you know?
But, again, Stadia is not shutting down. Google Studios is shutting down, so they won't make first-party games as of right now. So just I don't want to freak anybody out, but I do think that it's okay to start paying attention to what's happening because this is going to go one of two ways, I think, pretty swiftly.
Yeah, basically, if you were on board with Stadia and you think it's a good platform, now's the time to spend the money if you haven't already. If you were on the fence about it, and thought maybe when you had some extra cash laying around, you'd try it. Now is not the time to do that, unfortunately. It's just, yeah. I mean, I got really lucky with mine. I got to take advantage of the Cyberpunk debacle. You know, I bought Cyberpunk for PS4. It ran like shit. And Google put out that... the deal that they were running with, you know, purchase Cyberpunk, get a free Stadia and Chromecast. I ended up being able to return the game. So all I ended up buying was a game that I was going to play anyway. But I got a new platform out of it that has become one of my favorite platforms. if not my favorite. It's my current platform of choice. So this is really, really kind of disappointing for me because I was really looking forward to a pretty heavy future with Google Stadia, and I don't know if that future is going to be there anymore.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. Like I said, this probably goes one of two ways pretty quickly.
Yeah, so I think
still hope.
There is. My concern is that they're going to say, you know what, we're not going to use this for. My concern is that they're going to get rid of their own Google Stadia platform and sell that off to other publishers.
Yeah, and I guess I want to be clear on that too. The technology works. They are correct. And I think it works pretty damn well.
I think it works really, I know it works really well.
So, you know, this is very valuable in a lot of different ways for a lot of different companies. And in case you're not clear, Google is about making money.
Yeah.
It's why they give up on projects. And everyone, if you're listening to this, you've been burned by Google giving up on something.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what they do. When it came out, we talked about that. I mean, this is not a shock. I'm just interested to see where it goes for people like you who have adopted it as their primary platform on and place to play.
Right. That'll be interesting to see. I guess I have to start getting more used to Luna.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. Not yet. I don't think it's panic time yet.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that. I think I probably got another year out of it.
Yeah. But, you know, all I'm saying is, if you love Stadia, show them right now.
Now's the time.
And again, we don't have a stake in it, you know.
Oh, I do.
Well, not financially or anything.
Oh, got it.
If one fails, I mean, I don't want anything to fail that drives gaming forward, but I think the loss of an internal studio maybe hurts that a little bit. I think exclusives are what drives things forward. You know, that's what brings people to a platform. That term system seller, like, that's been around for years.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's even more telling that this news comes off of the back of the, you know, the all the problems with Cyberpunk, because by all accounts, and definitely by my account, that game ran the best on Google Stadia. Cyberpunk probably should have been that killer app for Google Stadia, and wasn't.
Yeah, that's weird.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. I really hope they don't just, you know, toss it into the wilds, but Google's Google gonna Google, you know?
Yeah, that's one thing I can guarantee you today, tomorrow, and next week is Google gonna Google. Always.
In the meantime, Gerald, I'll play the shit of my Stadia until I get there.
Gerald, you have thoughts on this?
It just sucks. That's if it does go away.
Yeah. It's like I said, this will go one of two ways. I think we'll know pretty quick. So maybe it goes the way that they're saying it'll go. You know, I hope it works out for the people who get placed in Google, and hopefully they go to something they find interesting. For the people that leave, I know there's a lot of good people who'll be looking for jobs, and usually this industry is pretty good about gobbling those people up. So hopefully that happens for them.
Yes.
That's all I have to say about that. I know we didn't spend too much time, but let us know what you think. Do you have Stadia? Do you love Stadia? Do you hate Stadia? podcast@gamestitch.com, or let us know on Twitter. I'm at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan, and Gerald is at Hoffman Show. You can tweet the show @game_stitch. So let us know your thoughts on Stadia. Did you see this coming? You probably had to have, right? Because it's Google.
Who, me?
No, anyone.
Anyone, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about it when this came out.
Yep.
When they announced it.
I mean, rewind a couple months ago, they didn't quit supporting it, but they quit making the components to my security system.
Right.
For Nest. I mean, this is what Google does.
That's what they've always done. Unfortunately. I hope they hold on. I like the platform, but.
Yeah.
not feeling great about it.
Yep. Interesting. Didn't expect this to come out this week.
No, no. This is definitely not news that we expected.
Yeah. This it's week. Good. It's good, though. It gave us a story that we're both passionate about. But I wish that's not what we were talking about.
Yeah, it is what it is, right?
I wish we were spending time convincing you to buy that helmet and wear it on a stream and not talking about Stadia shuttering its studios and good people losing their jobs. And probably bad people, too. I don't know them all, but you think, you know, a lot of good people, I would hope.
Not wearing a helmet. Because I'm not getting the helmet.
Saddest thing you've said all day. But, yeah, that's, I mean, that's, we'll keep an eye on it.
Oh, I definitely will.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. We'll let you, we'll keep you posted. Now, in the short term, are you going to still stay on Stadia?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I started playing Phoenix Rising on both Stadia and Luna, and not for any reason other than I was just getting my Ubisoft Plus set up on Google on Stadia, and for whatever reason, after I set it up, I just clicked on Phoenix Immortal Rising and started playing again.
Okay.
So,
I don't, did you play enough or have any thoughts on which one you, you know, felt better?
No, I don't think I played enough on Luna to say, but I didn't have a problem out of either one of them. I don't know. If you're a Twitch Prime member, they're also giving away some cosmetic stuff for that game. So get that if it's something that interests you.
Actually, they're giving away cosmetic stuff for a ton of games on there that are available on both Luna and Stadia. And all your other consoles, but...
Yeah, so check it out.
Yeah, I
really also, let us know if you like the new format, what we're doing, just covering one story. I like it.
Yeah, I think I don't mind it.
I don't know if I'm sold on it forever, but I like it for right now. I find it to be less stressful trying to pull news stories that I know no one cares about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always one thing, like, kind of coming in late this week, I kind of thought it was going to be something until that, you know, or early this week, I should say. I thought it was going to be something else, and then, you know, Stadia pops up, and I'm like, you just never know. And I think that to me is a little exciting.
Yeah.
My computer being broke, not exciting. So if this edit sounds like shit and you're an hour in and just I'm just now addressing it, I mean, I'm trying to keep it together right now. My computer's down. I lost all my everything I had saved for the way that I usually mix the show is lost, so as of right now. So we'll just be putting together probably a quick and dirty cut.
All right, there you go. That's the title.
Quick and dirty cut?
Quick and dirty cut.
That could go a lot of different ways.
It can. That's the beauty of it.
That is the beauty of it. Real quickly want to let everybody know they can support the show, and apparently you need to because I don't have a computer right now. Patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to support us over there, just like Mike, just like Thomas, and just like Zach. Good people.
Yes, they are. We thank
they're
you.
They're not shitty people.
No.
Friend of the show, Mike. Friend of the show, Thomas. Friend of the show, Zach. We truly do appreciate you, and everyone who listens for free each and every week. We appreciate you as well. If you've ever thought about helping out, now's a good time. Patreon.com/GameStitch. If you've ever thought about helping out and you don't have the money to, then don't. You should eat first, then support us. Eat us. That's the order it should go in.
Eat first.
Yep. Eat us rent. I think.
Yeah, by eat, rent, us.
Well, no. After eat, you decide what to do with your own list. How do you feel about this? I had to use my phone. How do you feel about this top-up looking view of me? If I get here, it's like I have a halo.
But you don't. No, you look ridiculous. It's just a big, fat, floating head.
My head's not as fat as it used to be. I don't like that.
I know, but that way it looks it. Because you're having to look down. Mm-hmm. So you got, like, the chin thing.
Now my beard hides extra chins a lot.
But you can still see it when you're having to look down.
If I can press, it's worse.
I'm just glad there's nothing up your nose.
I mean, there might be. Let me get closer. I check for bugs before I get on camera.
I liked it better when you had it like up and you were like looking. It was like coming down at an angle.
Everyone did, but I'm having to use my phone though.
I understand that.
What about this? I could do the selfie. You like that?
That's better. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold that there like that.
I could see that 3x3 room you're working in there.
Dude, I'm in such a small room. So small. Good acoustics though.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yep, good acoustics. My screen time was up 5% from last week. I just got the alert on my phone, so I've been using my phone 5% more than usual.
Oh no! So your computer went down.
Probably. I'm googling how to fix my computer for the last 4 days.
Yep, yep.
All right, well, that's all we have for this week. I know it's a shorter episode, but I got to figure out how much super glue and duct tape I have to see if I can get this out to everybody. Because also, I got to find my passwords. I got to find everything.
That's unfortunate.
It's going to be a whole deal. So,
you can
all
do
right.
it, though.
We'll see. I mean, if you don't hear this, then we couldn't.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough.
We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.